The following channeled message is brought to you by the Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation. The Foundation's mission is to awaken humankind to the wonders of divine love and to be channels of love, peace, and healing for our planet. Now, another celestial message.
I am Mary. I have come because you have invoked my presence. And you are thinking today about all the women upon this world of yours. And I say to you that the power of love within the feminine incarnation upon this planet is a powerful influence indeed. Without this influence over the millennia of time that humanity has existed upon this earth, there would indeed be great deprivation, a great lack of love. Because it is within the hearts of women, their beautiful hearts, that love flourishes more readily and powerfully. And with the feminine nature comes the nurturing qualities, the loving tendencies that are a part of this incarnation of the feminine in your world. And indeed, those who are of the feminine are more likely to be spiritual in their life. They have within them a tendency to embrace God and all that is love. And so this power of light that comes with so many prayers and so many gestures of love is a great influence upon your world and upon the worlds of spirit. In fact, there are many more women or those who incarnated as women in the celestial kingdom than there are men. Why is this so? It is because women know their hearts. They feel so much within them and acknowledge this and honor this. Where so many men, especially upon the earthly plane, do not trust their emotions, feel embarrassed, and put them away in order to bring forth an expectation of masculine expression. I am pleased, though, in these days in your modern world that many men recognize the strength and power of their feelings. And this opens the door to greater love. For is this not what the world needs, beloved souls? To love more. To be more an expression of light, which is a reflection of love, a reflection of all that is love. And God, the great creator of all, expresses his love to all his children, all who are born, all who exist, whether they be masculine or feminine, or whatever way they are expressed in their lives. They are loved deeply, deeply loved by God. And for all of us to honor God, if we but give love to all of God's creation and all of God's children, then indeed we become a part of God in His desire to express love. This beautiful expression of His heart and soul for all of humanity and all of creation. May we honor this today, beloved souls. And in honoring this, may we seek the inflowing of His love into our souls. For this is what transforms each soul, no matter their gender. But each soul may grow in love and may express themselves in the beauty of love, the light of love, the power of love. This transformative blessing from God will turn even the most callous individual into a being of light, into a beautiful soul redeemed in the great blessings of God's love. My dear and beloved Son came to bring this truth, and so you honor this truth with your prayers and desires to open to the gift, the great gift of the essence of God. And I and my Son and many from the celestial kingdom continue to pray for this world and to minister to our brothers and sisters upon it and all the spheres of spirit until our work is done, until all have come to that place of light, whether it be in the heavens of the natural man or the heavens of the celestial kingdom, that each and every soul may find their place in light and harmony. I thank you, beloveds, for your efforts, for your being, who have within them so much love, who desire so much light, who wish to serve humanity in loving ways. God blesses each of you and upholds you in your efforts. You will find that God will guide and transform and bring you to greater light. For it is your destiny. It is what is meant to be for every soul, to be in the light, to be in harmony with God's laws, and to express that light and love in all its wondrous qualities. Indeed, each of you have great gifts, special abilities, unique qualities that are waiting to emerge within you and through you, so that you may truly be that unique expression of God's creation. Beautiful souls of the earth, know that God guides you, blesses you, loves you. What more is there to know, beloveds? What more is there to pursue than the great nurturance of God's great soul, the beautiful touch of love, the peace that passes all understanding, the glory of God's light flowing upon you and bringing you to that place of revelation, your eyes open, your soul awakened, your being refreshed by the touch of God. God bless you, beloved souls. God bless you. And may He keep you in the light and truth of His love. I am Mary, and I love you. Each of you are like my children. My love for each of you is great, as it is for every soul upon your world. God bless you. God bless you all. In the grace of His love.
This has been a Divine Love Sanctuary Foundation channeled message presentation. For more Divine Love messages, visit DivineLoveSanctuary.com.